Good morning, Harold Schaefberger. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Thanks. And Harold is the general president of the International Association of Firefighters. And also this morning, we have Dr. Stephen Kales. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thank you. What's your specialty, doctor?
I have specialized in internal medicine and occupational medicine.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, then let's talk about the fact that if you are a firefighter, and that's a pretty intense job anyway, let me ask you, doctor, will that add to, because of your occupation and the situations you find yourself in, would that have a tendency to raise your blood pressure just by the situations you find yourself in?
Absolutely. You know, firefighters face extreme physical and psychological stresses in their work protecting their communities. And you might think that the leading causes of on-duty death would be burns or smoke inhalation, but actually, year after year, almost half or 45% of the on-duty fatalities among firefighters are due to cardiovascular diseases, problems like heart attacks and strokes.
Of course, and they're associated with high blood pressure reading.
That's absolutely right, Jim. I've been studying firefighters for over 15 years and focusing on heart disease incidents and events on duty and cardiovascular risk factors for the last 10 years. And time after time, we've come up with uncontrolled high blood pressure. So high blood pressure, but especially uncontrolled high blood pressure, as being a major contributing risk factor or predictor of these on-duty heart deaths and other types of heart problems like heart disease retirements among firefighters.
Harold, I would assume that over the years you've lost some of your brothers and sister firefighters, and looking back, do you remember some of them dying because of heart disease and heart attacks and stroke?
Well, unfortunately, Jim, representing 300,000 professional firefighters and emergency medical technicians, we experience on average about 100 plus line of duty deaths each and every year. And so the simple answer to your question is unfortunately, yes. And that 45% of those line of duty deaths related to some form of heart incident, heart disease, stroke, and to begin understanding more and more the role that high blood pressure and hypertension plays in this. And Jim, I'd also point out that as you were just asking Dr. Kales, I mean, we're talking about a workforce, first of all, that we consider a relatively healthy workforce when young firefighters come on the job. They tend to be involved in physical fitness, so we're focused on their nutrition. But the fact of the matter is the work they do brings extraordinary physical and psychological strains. They're exposed to heat and toxins in the air. They're bearing very heavy weights during their work. They're waking up in the middle of the night and going from 0 to 100% capacity in a matter of moments. And so we recognize that high blood pressure is really a very significant and serious issue with our workforce.
Well, doctor, you've created this program, Stop, Drop, and Control. Tell me how it works.
Right. Well, actually, the program has been created by the IAFF in conjunction with Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. And because of my work with firefighters over the years, they've asked me to help support it, and I've been delighted to do that. The program does have its website, www.stopdropcontrol.com. Firefighters, as well as members of the general public, can log on there and find out what is high blood pressure, what they can do about it. And through this program, the IAFF and Novartis will be working with firefighters to help them learn about blood pressure, help them control it. And I understand the IAFF and its members will also be conducting screenings of blood pressure for the general public throughout their communities that they serve.
That might be happening at fire stations, right, Harold?
That's right. And Jim, I would point this out, that firefighters really tend to be part of the very fabric of their communities. They're highly respected by the citizens in those communities. There's a lot of trust as the relationship between citizens and firefighters. So we want to use that goodwill to help bring this program into our neighborhoods and to share with our citizens the importance of controlling high blood pressure. So stop drop control that we've collaborated with Novartis in is something that we're going to be working to bring into our neighborhoods and bring our neighbors into our firehouses for screenings and in order to detect high blood pressure and then allowing them to seek the appropriate care.
Harold, doctor, thank you very much. That'll work just fine for me for a fast-paced morning show like I have in a short interview. And I will use this, and then I will also send the audience to the website. So thank you both, fellas.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.